Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 2698, How to Overcome and Conquer Fear by Shirley of DaringLiving.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. Welcome back to our Sunday bonus episode, where I share an article with you from a different podcast in our network. Today's episode is coming from our very first podcast, Optimal Living Daily. You can find that show wherever you're listening to this. And please do follow or subscribe to the show to get new episodes every day. That keeps the show going. So with that, here's Justin with the post as we optimize your life.
How to Overcome and Conquer Fear by Shirley of DaringLiving.com. Are you sick and tired of feeling afraid and timid all the time? Friend, know that you're not alone. You're going to be just fine. Being afraid had been a huge part of my life growing up. I hated myself for being held back by my fears and not putting myself out there to try new things and do the things I actually wanted to do. Over the last few years, I've slowly evolved my relationship with fear. I've grown from hiding from fear to confronting my fear to finally acknowledging fear and now sitting with it. What I learned is that you can build so much strength from fear. Fear is a very negative and uncomfortable feeling. You feel very uncertain and unsafe. Sometimes we're not even feeling afraid of the outcome, we're simply feeling afraid to feel that fear. If you're feeling very fearful toward a situation right now, I want to offer you three simple steps to manage that fear better. Three steps to managing and overcoming your fear. Number one, name that fear. If you're feeling afraid, you need to call out that fear and identify it. Oftentimes when we're confronted by fear, the automatic response is to protect ourselves and hide from that fear. But what if you can lean in toward it just a bit and identify what that fear actually looks like to you? What exactly are you afraid of? Are you afraid of failing? Are you afraid of others' opinions about you? Are you afraid of people leaving you? Are you afraid of not being good enough? Sometimes for one situation, there can be multiple types of fears. Instead of simply feeling afraid, try listing out exactly what your fears are so you can call them out. Number two, analyze your fear. Determine if the result is worth these fears. After you have listed out your fears, go through each of the fears and ask yourself these questions. Is my desire for the result greater than this fear? Is this the kind of fear that excites me and scares me at the same time? Will I regret not having done this one day if I choose to give in to my fear? If your answer is yes to all three of these questions, you should probably pursue this fear. Nowadays, I use fear as a compass to guide me. You're feeling afraid because it means something to you. And number three, change your story about that fear. Once you have decided to pursue the action, the next step is to change your thinking around that fear. You need to create a more empowering reason for feeling afraid. Fear is simply a feeling. When we feel fear, we're creating our own definition and meaning about why we're feeling afraid. Instead of defaulting to a negative thought and story for yourself, you can purposefully create deliberate, more empowering thoughts for that feeling. For example, I'm scared of public speaking. The negative story about that fear would be, I'll mess up, people will laugh at me, I'll forget my lines. The more empowering story for that fear would be, doing this is important to me. I will grow from this experience. My desire to spread my ideas is much more important than my fear. What I want to share is valuable, so people really be focusing on what I say instead of how I'm behaving. Notice the difference between these thoughts and how they can really influence how you feel about that situation. Either way, you are feeling afraid, but the thoughts about that fear are now different. Excitement versus fear. Also, did you know that the feeling of excitement and fear actually produce the same type of chemical release in your body? But what differentiates us from feeling fear compared to feeling excitement is simply our own interpretation of that feeling. It's crazy, right? So next time if you feel afraid, you can really justify your feeling by saying, I am excited about blank instead. This will change your entire story and thoughts about the situation. About courage. To live a daring life means to embrace and accept every piece of us, including our insecurities, our imperfections, and our fears. I know very well that sometimes we hide from fear and we refuse to feel it. But during those vulnerable moments, if you feel afraid, acknowledge it for being there and still decide to show up to do what you wanted to do anyways, repeatedly, again and again. That is called courage. You need to be afraid to be strong. Sometimes in order to grow, you need to face your fears to be better than who you were. And it is only when you are able to embrace yourself completely can you truly live a more honest, courageous, and passionate life. This is what living a daring life is all about. You just listened to the post titled, How to Overcome and Conquer Fear by Shirley of daringliving.com.
Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. If you've been using Mint to manage your finances, I've got some bad news. Mint is shutting down. But now for the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college? I've found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial.
Thank you to Shirley. This one is tough, and many of us come to places like this podcast or seminars or books to try to overcome deep-rooted fears. And it's difficult. I definitely get it. And sometimes it needs a bit more, like help from a therapist, a counselor, a psychologist, psychiatrist, what have you. This sounds like I'm about to go into an ad about therapy, but I'm not. I'm just saying that this can be really difficult for many, and sometimes getting outside help is what's needed. So I wanted to throw that in there. But with that, have a great rest of your day. Hopefully not a fearful day, and I'll see you tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.